up is John in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. John, welcome to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. What is your question?
Hi, guys. It's about purgatory. So I was talking to a Protestant, and he was saying that purgatory was a false hope for Catholics because the Council of Trent declared it that it was, like, a specifically only for Catholics. So I was just wondering how to, like, correct that misunderstanding.
Okay. I don't know what he means by a false hope. Purgatory is simply the final stage of purification that everyone who goes to heaven experiences if they're not already totally pure. And so that's something that applies to anybody who goes to heaven, whether they're Catholic or not. Trent did not say that purgatory is something that applies only to Catholics. It's something that applies to anybody who goes to heaven, whether they're Catholic or not.
Any follow-up on that, John?
The bottom line is your friend is misinformed. He just doesn't understand what the church teaches on this issue.
Right. And then I guess just a follow-up about just purgatory in general, because I'm sure I've heard this a couple of times from non-Catholics whenever they're talking to me about it, just like, where is it in the Bible for...
Well, the fact that they're... it's reflected in a variety of places. The clearest that a Protestant will accept is in 1 Corinthians 3, where St. Paul talks about how even people who are saved will find their works tested by fire, and if their works are of poor quality and they're consumed by the testing fire, then they'll still be saved, but only as one escaping through flames. So he compares it to escaping from a burning building, but still being saved. Whereas if your works are tested and they've been of high quality, then the works will remain, they'll survive the testing fire, and you'll not only be saved, but also receive a reward. And so this is something that is right there in 1 Corinthians 3. It's clear Paul is talking about the saved. He's not talking about unsaved people. But he does indicate that all of the saved will find their works tested by fire, and that has an existential dimension that affects them. So if you see all your works burned up, you'll still be saved, but it's kind of going to feel like you're escaping through flames. So I would point to that passage. Also, I'd take a look at Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical Salvi, that's S-P-E, new word, S-A-L-V-I. If you bring that up online and then you search for the word purgatory in there, he has a discussion of purgatory that someone coming from a Protestant perspective is likely to be able to understand and have some sympathy for. So I would suggest taking a look at that.
Thanks very much, John.